Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Why on God's green earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation?
Okay, I want to do video depictions of It's a Wonderful Life.
These guys intentionally perpetrated this crime.
But we're not just going to sit there and take no for an answer, and so we're going to figure out what we can do.
Kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat.
Hey, Senator Kennedy there was on a roll. How about that? Couldn't agree with him more. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a Tuesday. The last time I checked, it is foggy as hell outside, so be careful on your way in this morning.
Yeah, it's a little dense out there.
there were foggy spots in places I didn't expect foggy spots. I'm just saying, it's normally if you have to cross a river, you're noticing it, but there was fog in the middle of everywhere this morning. So it just be careful. How bad it normally is in your area, it could be a little worse this morning, for sure.
Yes. Between the deer and the fog.
Thank
forget
you.
It.
You're driving 10 miles an hour, just to be careful, right? The fog lights don't quite get the job done.
Exactly.
That's for sure. So I tell you, I've heard the news headlines this morning. I heard Kathleen a little earlier. Lots going on, particularly the story about Dan McLaughlin. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Feel bad for him. Obviously battling some demons there for what, the third time, we think?
Yeah. But it's not like it was yesterday. It was 11 years ago the first time.
The first one was, yeah.
Yeah,
And then 12 years ago before that.
That's true.
It's a disease. And
obviously he's fighting it, so maybe something happened.
Yeah, you know, I think that...
I have a lot of empathy for Danny.
And you've known him since he was how old?
I went to school... He and I went to grade school together. I was in his brother's class, and okay. I've known him since he was a little baby.
Okay.
And it's very sad.
I think whether you know him or not, I mean, the saddest part about that is I don't know if this ends well. It is a disease. There's no doubt about it. Remember the last time this happened? Was it 2010?
2011.
Or 2011? Mm-hmm. He got suspended by both of the broadcast organizations he worked for at the time, neither of which still exist. One was Fox Sports Midwest,
yeah,
and he no longer works for KMOX. So they both suspended him, and he was off the air for a while. I don't remember how long.
And he lost a ton of weight.
Oh, I'm sure. Right. I remember that. I would hope that they would take that into consideration. I don't... Attitudes have changed about that a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the persistent charge is what might sway this one. And I hate that. But, I mean, he could face 4 years in prison because they tagged the persistent charge on there, which is a felony, a Class D felony or something like that.
Yes.
Which has a minimum sentence of... 4 years in prison.
Class E felony, yeah.
Class E felony.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. I wish him the best. I know that the recidivism rate with, an addiction like that is horrible. And I just wish him the best. I do. Fortunately, nobody was injured. If I read that story correctly, as the Post reported it anyway, he was parked. Didn't somebody call and report that he was parked at the end of their driveway and incoherent? Did they arrested him? Did they arrest him there or on I-270?
I'm not sure.
Facts
are still being gathered.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
as Bally Sports has said, and the Cardinals have said.
Yeah, unfortunate. It said he was picked up on Interstate 70 near Ladue Road.
Said he failed to maintain a single lane.
Yeah.
So
one person reported the car was driving in an S pattern on Ladue Road, and it times into oncoming traffic. A homeowner also called police, said a man in a white BMW was parked outside of his house, not making sense, and appeared intoxicated.
Yeah.
So
it's just sad.
Yeah. Anyway, that's one of the stories that you were waking up to this morning. Another one we're going to cover a little bit this morning is the St. Louis Police Department is apparently close to picking a chief.
Yes.
And,
where? From where, Mark?
Well, I don't know. They have a really good candidate who's actually the current interim chief, but in the last round, that wasn't good enough for Mayor Jones.
And then they took him off of all briefings.
Yeah. That wasn't good enough for Mayor Jones, and they had to expand it to get more diversity. Now, I don't know. Two of the candidates that they will introduce tonight are white. Two of the candidates they will introduce tonight are African-American. So if I was a betting man, I'd bet the odds on who's going to get which of those two have the best chance of getting that job, just because of the nature of how this went back in the spring. I can find the interview here, I'm certain, with Mayor Jones, who said she suspended the last search because it ended up with the most likely two candidates were already in the department, and they were both white. She needed to expand the search so it included more diversity. If I was a betting man, I'd have to roll the odds on that. But she's going to make a decision before the end of the year. The shame of it is, I don't know anybody that couldn't say Chief Sack has done a pretty good job while holding down that position. I mean, I thought he performed extraordinarily well during this shooting down here at the
Yes.
Gateway Performing Arts Academy. I don't have a great deal of insight on what the cops on the street think about him, but I can tell you one thing. Bringing in a police chief from outside who knows nobody, who knows nothing about the city of St. Louis or the politics in the city of St. Louis, there's going to be a transition period there that could lead to chaos. Chaos. And one of these candidates, I thought this was very interesting. I don't have it in front of me, but I'll go back and figure out which one it is. One of these candidates briefly worked for the Chicago Metropolitan Police Department, where he was in charge of gun crimes. I'm just going to let that hang out there a little bit. That's where one of the candidates came from. Has a background in Chicago. Now that might prep him fairly well for what he'll face here in St. Louis. I guess you could argue that.
It was Chief Robert Tracy from Delaware.
Okay.
Actually, so had a position in Chicago.
He's the one that worked in Chicago. And mm-hmm. what was his? I read this last night, and now I can't find it. He worked in Chicago and had something to do with the battle against gun violence in Chicago, which clearly they've lost.
Yeah, the commander of firearms investigation unit.
Yes.
Well, that worked.
I mean, not very well. I'm just saying. I think that.
But you
alone,
know, maybe a city a little okay, smaller so, might help him.
maybe that's it.
It says in Chicago he held the position of principal crime control strategist.
I wonder when that was. Maybe it was back when they were controlling crime in Chicago. When was that? During Al Capone's time? I'm trying to remember
Wait,
how long
Al
that's
Capone
been.
Al Capone was a gangster, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know, but I mean, in terms of the criminal element. Mm-hmm. At some point, did they ever control crime in Chicago?
Well, they're having a town hall meeting tonight.
Yeah. And
Let's
you
all
can,
go.
So you found out today, yesterday, last night, who these candidates were. They finally released the list. So they lied to the police associations, the Ethical Society of Police, and the Police Officers Association about transparency in the process, because nobody was given any input as to who these people were until their names were released yesterday. So now they're asking you to come to a town hall meeting tonight where you can question them, although the only questions that really matter are the ones that Mayor Jones asks, because her administration alone will make that pick. We'll see what decisions are made here, but it strikes me that this might just be fuel for the argument that the state of Missouri needs to take back control of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. Putting it in the hands of local politicians whose primary concern here is getting reelected and paying off constituents with federal money sent here for COVID relief may not be, and defunding the police may not be the smartest move. If you want to try to impact crime in the city of St. Louis, I'm just making an observation here. It's probably time to take that control away and put it back in Jeff City somewhere where they have more control over it, like they've got in Kansas City, mm-hmm. right? Where they can at least have some say in minimum funding for the police department. And to some extent can take the progressive politics out of it. Because progressives cannot fight crime. They don't have the ability to do it. They're too married to the wing of their party that thinks fewer police are the answer. So I don't know. Whoever they pick for this job, good luck to you. That's all I'd say. Hopefully you've taken some time to do some research on this before you give up your cushy job wherever you are. I would think. If they don't pick Chief Sack.
I think he did a brilliant job with that shooting. He was calm, cool, collected. He talked to the media well. He wasn't frazzled by any questions. He just seemed like he had it all under control.
Yeah, I thought he handled it well. I just don't know. I would assume the man on the street, the police officer on the street, would rather have somebody who knows the department as opposed to somebody who doesn't. But that decision is basically out of your hands. So you get what you voted for. That's what I'll say about that. Hey, we got a good show, though, for you. We're going to talk to Ryan Schmelz coming up in the next hour. It's Senate runoff day. This is it today in Georgia. He's down there. We're going to get a report from Ryan on what's going on. We got Chanel Rione coming on a little later from of course, One America News, chief White House correspondent. We're going to talk to Jeff Manasso about... Apparently, gun sales are through the roof in Oregon because they've got some big court decision out there on gun control, a new gun control law. And people are out there snatching up everything they can buy before the progs in Oregon potentially get a victory in this court case. And we're going to talk to Jeff about that about 8:08 this morning. Got lots of stuff to get to. John Lamping as well. What are the odds of us getting rid of the personal property tax in Missouri? Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Bill Igel wants to do it. Is it realistic, though? Is there another way to pay for the services that currently supports? I don't know the answer to that. John Lamping and I will kick it around this morning about 6:37. Quick break here. Let's get to our national anthem.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Why on God's green earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation?
Okay, I want to do video depictions of It's a Wonderful Life.
These guys intentionally perpetrated this crime.
But we're not just going to sit there and take no for an answer, and so we're going to figure out what we can do.
Kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat.
Hey, Senator Kennedy there was on a roll. How about that? Couldn't agree with him more. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
It is a Tuesday. The last time I checked, it is foggy as hell outside, so be careful on your way in this morning.
Yeah, it's a little dense out there.
There were foggy spots in places I didn't expect foggy spots. I'm just saying, it's normally if you have to cross a river, you're noticing it, but there was there was fog in the middle of everywhere this morning. So it just be careful. How bad it normally is in your area. It could be a little worse this morning, for sure.
Yes. Between the deer and the fog?
Thank you. You're driving 10 miles an hour just to be careful, right? The fog lights don't quite get the job done.
Exactly.
That's for sure. I tell you, I've heard the news headlines this morning. I heard Kathleen a little earlier. Lots going on, particularly the story about Dan McLaughlin. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Feel bad for him. Obviously battling some demons there for what, the third time, we think?
Yeah. But it's not like it was yesterday. It was 11 years ago, the first time.
The first one was, yeah.
Yeah,
And then 12 years ago before that.
That's true.
It's a disease. And
obviously he's fighting it, so maybe something happened.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that...
I have a lot of empathy for Danny.
And you've known him since he was how old?
He and I went to grade school together. I was in his brother's class, and I've known him since he was a little baby.
Okay.
And it's very sad.
I think whether you know him or not, I mean, the saddest part about that is I don't know if this ends well. It is a disease. There's no doubt about it. Remember the last time this happened? Was it 2010?
2011.
Or 2011? Mm-hmm. He got suspended by both of the broadcast organizations he worked for at the time, neither of which still exist. One was Fox Sports Midwest, and he no longer works for KMOX. So they both suspended him, and he was off the air for a while. I don't remember how long.
And he lost a ton of weight.
Oh, I'm sure. Right. I remember that. I would hope that they would take that into consideration. I just don't... Attitudes have changed about that a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the persistent charge is what might sway this one. And I hate that. But, I mean, he could face 4 years in prison because they tagged the persistent charge on there, which is a felony, a Class D felony or something like that.
Yes.
Which has a minimum sentence of... 4 years in prison?
Class E felony, yeah.
Class E felony.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. I wish him the best. I know that the recidivism rate with, an addiction like that is horrible. And I just wish him the best. I do. Fortunately, nobody was injured. If I read that story correctly, as the Post reported it anyway, he was parked. Didn't somebody call and report that he was parked at the end of their driveway and incoherent? Did they arrested him? Did they arrest him there or on I-270?
I'm not sure.
Facts
are still being gathered.
Yeah. Yeah. So
as Bally Sports has said, and the Cardinals have said.
Yeah, unfortunate. It said he was picked up on Interstate 70 near Ladue Road.
Said he failed to maintain a single lane.
Yeah.
So
one person reported the car was driving in an S pattern on Ladue Road, and it times into oncoming traffic. A homeowner also called police, said a man in a white BMW was parked outside of his house, not making sense, and appeared intoxicated.
Yeah.
So
it's just sad.
Yeah. Anyway, that's one of the stories that you were waking up to this morning. Another one we're going to cover a little bit this morning is the St. Louis Police Department is apparently close to picking a chief.
Yes.
From where, Mark?
Well, I don't know. They have a really good candidate who's actually the current interim chief, but in the last round, that wasn't good enough for Mayor Jones.
And then they took him off of all briefings.
Yeah. That wasn't good enough for Mayor Jones, and they had to expand it to get more diversity. Now, I don't know. Two of the candidates that they will introduce tonight are white. Two of the candidates they will introduce tonight are African-American. So if I was a betting man, I'd bet the odds on who's going to get which of those two have the best chance of getting that job, just because of the nature of how this went back in the spring. I can find the interview here, I'm certain, with Mayor Jones, who said she suspended the last search because it ended up with the most likely two candidates were already in the department and they were both white. She needed to expand the search so it included more diversity. If I was a betting man, I'd have to roll the odds on that. But she's going to make a decision before the end of the year. The shame of it is, I don't know anybody that couldn't say Chief Sack has done a pretty good job while holding down that position. I mean, I thought he performed extraordinarily well during this shooting down here at the
yes.
Gateway Performing Arts Academy. I don't have a great deal of insight on what the cops on the street think about him, but I can tell you one thing. Bringing in a police chief from outside who knows nobody, who knows nothing about the city of St. Louis or the politics in the city of St. Louis, there's going to be a transition period there that could lead to chaos. Chaos. And one of these candidates, I thought this was very interesting. I don't have it in front of me, but I'll go back and figure out which one it is. One of these candidates briefly worked for the Chicago Metropolitan Police Department, where he was in charge of gun crimes. I'm just going to let that hang out there a little bit. That's where one of the candidates came from, has a background in Chicago. Now, that might prep him fairly well for what he'll face here in St. Louis. I guess you could argue that.
It was Chief Robert Tracy from Delaware.
Okay.
Actually, so had a position in Chicago.
He's the one that worked in Chicago. And mm-hmm. what was his I read this last night and now I can't find it. He worked in Chicago and had something to do with the battle against gun violence in Chicago, which clearly they've lost.
Yeah, the commander of firearms investigation unit.
Yes.
Well, that worked.
I'm just saying, I think that
but you
alone.
You know, maybe a city a little okay, smaller so, might help him.
Maybe that's it.
It says in Chicago, he held the position of principal crime control strategist.
I wonder when that was. Maybe it was back when they were controlling crime in Chicago. When was that? During Al Capone's time? I'm trying to remember how long
Al
that's
Capone
been.
Was a gangster, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know, but I mean, in terms of the criminal element, mm-hmm. At some point, did they ever control crime in Chicago?
Well, they're having a town hall meeting tonight.
Yeah, and
let's
you
all
can.
Go.
You found out today, yesterday, last night, who these candidates were. They finally released the list. So they lied to the police associations, the Ethical Society of Police, and the Police Officers Association, about transparency in the process, because nobody was given any input as to who these people were until their names were released yesterday. So now they're asking you to come to a town hall meeting tonight where you can question them, although the only questions that really matter are the ones that Mayor Jones asks, because her administration alone will make that pick. We'll see what decisions are made here, but it strikes me that this might just be fuel for the argument that the state of Missouri needs to take back control of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. Putting it in the hands of local politicians whose primary concern here is getting reelected and paying off constituents with federal money sent here for COVID relief may not be, and defunding the police may not be the smartest move. If you want to try to impact crime in the city of St. Louis, I'm just making an observation here. It's probably time to take that control away and put it back in Jeff City somewhere where they have more control over it, like they've got in Kansas City, mm-hmm. right? Where they can at least have some say in minimum funding for the police department. and to some extent can take the progressive politics out of it, because you can't, progressives cannot fight crime. They don't have the ability to do it. They're too married to the wing of their party that thinks fewer police are the answer. So I don't know. Whoever they picked for this job, good luck to you. That's all I'd say. If you may, hopefully you've taken some time to do some research on this before you give up your cushy job wherever you are, I would think. If they don't pick Chief Sack.
I think he did a brilliant job with that shooting. He was calm, cool, collected. He talked to the media well. He wasn't frazzled by any questions. He just seemed like he had it all under control.
Yeah, I thought he handled it well. I just don't know. I would assume the man on the street, the police officer on the street, would rather have somebody who knows the department as opposed to somebody who doesn't. But that decision is basically out of your hands. So you get what you voted for. That's what I'll say about that. Hey, we got a good show, though, for you. We're going to talk to Ryan Schmelz coming up in the next hour. It's Senate runoff day. This is it today in Georgia. He's down there. We're going to get a report from Ryan on what's going on. We got Chanel Rione coming on a little later from, of course, One America News, chief White House correspondent. We're going to talk to Jeff Manasso. Apparently, gun sales are through the roof in Oregon because they've got some big court decision out there on gun control, a new gun control law. And people are out there snatching up everything they can buy before the progs in Oregon potentially get a victory in this court case. And we're going to talk to Jeff about that about 8:08 this morning. Got lots of stuff to get to. John Lamping as well. What are the odds of us getting rid of the personal property tax in Missouri? Oh, wouldn't please. That be fantastic?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Bill Igel wants to do it. Is it realistic, though? Is there another way to pay for the services that currently supports? I don't know the answer to that. John Lamping and I will kick it around this morning about 6:37. Quick break here. Let's get to our national anthem.
From the Ambassador Midwest Floor Traffic Center.
Well, good morning. I'll tell you what, fog is the issue that we're dealing with weather today. Dense fog advisory until 10 o'clock this morning. And if you are traveling over any of the bridges, wow, it is foggy. It's foggy downtown in St. Peter's in North County. So just bear that in mind. That's what we're dealing with as far as challenges on the roads go this morning. But light traffic out there at this hour. If you're headed in from Illinois, things look good. We're quiet through North County. Just be prepared to turn on the little fog lights on your car. I'm Sue Thomas with traffic. It's 521 at 97.1 St. Louis, home for conservative talk.
Hey, give yourself a gift this year when it comes to the holidays. How about some new flooring to make that house look better when people walk in the door? You know I'm going to recommend Mike up at Michael's Flooring Outlet. Go visit him or one of his employees. A lot of them have been there for as long as he has. You got to have people coming back. You got to have people who know what they're doing. And Mike works hard to keep all of his employees working. And I hope that you will have an opportunity to go up and visit one of his stores. Take a look at what they've got. You're going to see the latest trends from across the country. Mike keeps up with all that. And if you see something you like and you want to get that carpeting or that new flooring in, that new waterproof flooring, that new tile in before your upcoming holiday guests arrive, get on it. Go to Michael's Flooring Outlet. If he's got it in stock, you might get it installed the next day. Depends on their scheduling and your scheduling. But think about that. That increases your odds of getting it put in before you have family or friends over around the holidays. Visit them out at their West County store right now, 12669 Olive Boulevard, just west of 270. Or you can shop online anytime, and you can order service right online at igotfloor.com.
The Annie Fry Show.
As I was reading through, I thought, oh my gosh, this is real stuff. I can't remember who tweeted this. Elon Musk didn't purchase Twitter. He purchased a crime scene.
On St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
Join Mosby Building Arts every Saturday from 12 to 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM. Rich Orris and guests give insider tips about renovations, design, construction, exteriors, and more. Tune in to Right at Home with Rich on Saturdays or catch the podcast online.
Hey, it's Annie Fry here, and I want to talk to you about my friends at Slim 180. They are offering a $180 off nutritional guidance weight loss program through December 19th, so act now. Do a Slim 180 with $180 off. You can lose up to 20 pounds by New Year's, so get started now. Don't postpone this till the beginning of the next year. Lose weight and feel great for the holidays. It's a gift to yourself with Slim 180. Buy now and save and start when you're ready. Go to myslim180.com.
Here's an unexpected holiday surprise for all the last-minute shoppers. This weekend, all of Diamonds Direct's earrings are 25% off.
That's right,
all earrings.
An incredible 25% off.
Diamond studs, diamond hoops,
colored gemstone earrings,
designer earrings,
all earrings included.
Who wouldn't love a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings for Christmas?
Make it happen this weekend and save an unprecedented 25%.
Best prices of 2022.
Special financing available too.
Friday through Sunday only.
And only at Diamonds Direct.
Tony La Russa here. Has your loss of energy and weight gain thrown you a curveball in your relationship? If so, go see my friends over at Victory Men's Health. Discreet, first-class professionals will help you hit those curves out of the park. VictoryMen'sHealth.com. That's VictoryMen'sHealth.com.
If you owe the IRS, you have a legal issue, and you need the Lance Drury Law Firm. We'll protect your rights. Log on at LanceDrurylaw.com or call us toll-free at 888-367-6512.
You've listened to 97.1 FM Talk. You've heard of Doug Voss of Voss Financial and Safe Money Radio, as he has been a staple as the financial expert on the station for many years. You can hear him on Safe Money Radio several times a weekend right here on 97.1 FM Talk. And you can talk to Doug Voss directly. Here's his number. Call Doug at 844-676-SAFE. That is 844-676-7233. Doug Voss is a registered representative. Securities offered through DH Hill Securities, LLP, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's only scary because it's true. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it, because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Yeah, you have got, if you have not read the Fauci files, you need to. Can I just tell you that? Eric Schmidt, his lawsuit against Fauci has led to some bombshells, quite frankly. The problem is the document is 423 pages long.
Holy smokes.
And your host here has read through large portions of it. Not all 423 pages. But the point is there's a, under oath, Dr. Fauci admits some things that he doesn't admit when he's on all of his, you know, friendly media television that he just won't admit. He talks about misinformation and disinformation interfering with trying to save lives of people throughout the world when people spread false claims. Let me read you one of the questions from page 59 of the Dr. Anthony Fauci deposition here. Question, talking about an email regarding gain-of-function research, were you concerned that the work you funded in China might have led to the creation of the coronavirus? I wasn't concerned it might have, but I didn't like the fact that I was completely in the dark about the totality of that work that was being done. So I was going into a phone call with a larger group of established scientists, and I wanted to have at my fingertips just what we were and weren't doing. Hear that butt monkey in there? I wasn't concerned, but I didn't like the fact that I was in the dark about the totality of work going on. There's gold in this deposition against Anthony Fauci and what he knew and when he knew it. We'll talk more about it coming up. Also hear from my friend Jesse Jane Duff on President Trump. We'll be right back. Let's get to our guest, please.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane, good morning to you. How are you?
Well, good morning, motivator. You better be good. You got 20 days to get it together. Otherwise, Santa's not coming to your house.
That's true. You got some convincing to do. No doubt about it. So are you in Georgia campaigning for Herschel Walker? What are you doing?
Unfortunately, I'm not in Georgia. I'm still out in California, communist California. But, you know, you've got to have somebody like me out here to give you the inside scoop, you know?
Well, that's true.
People say, just leave. I'm like, well, first of all, if everybody just vacates, then it comes to your state next. You need people like me who put up a wall and stop it. I'm the determined one. I'm like the wall of China. Well, eventually that fell too. But anyway, here we are.
So, you know, I have to ask you about that since you now reside in California. I read where California, which, of course, became a state in, 1850, and it became a free state. Apparently is about to serve up reparations to all former slaves to the tune of $239,000 apiece.
Goodness gracious, former slaves, they're all in the grave, aren't they?
That's what I thought, but some commission in California has recommended to Gavin Newsom that he hand out checks for $239,000 to anybody who can prove they're the descendant of a slave. In California.
A whole lot of people are going to go get that DNA test to see if there's a trace of us.
It's going to cost $5 billion.
I don't know that that's going to, I hadn't heard anything about that, to be honest with you. So let's be clear. I actually don't reside here. I'm here because I care for my parents.
Okay.
I want people to realize that I did not move here. I still have my apartment in D.C., which is another communist state. But anyway, here we are. I have a great, obviously my realtor picks these really tough places for me to live. But, I hadn't heard that. I mean, I did hear about it a while ago, but it's gotten little traction. Simply put, many taxpayers out here, people seem to, first of all, I despise how conservatives can be very nasty who don't live here. There are a lot of conservatives that live in this state. There's 40 million residents, and Gavin Newsom has gotten registered 10,000 conservatives. Rick Grinnell, who's running Fix California, they've identified over 1.4 million conservatives that weren't even registered to vote. He's registered 10,000 a month since he started this effort, and we've had quite a number of Republicans win. The fact is that people who keep bailing on their states and move somewhere else cause the problem for the state that they are bailing on. Stand up and fight, people. Stand up and fight. Just don't abandon it, because this impacts the entire nation. There's the Electoral College out here. There's 40 electoral votes. It's one of the largest in the country, if not the largest. You have to understand how this impacts your entire country. Your agricultural is the The breath of your agriculture comes out of California. So we feed the entire nation. Enough of California. We got bigger things out there in Missouri. What's going on?
Yeah, well, that's true.
We care more about Missouri. I loved living there. It was a great place as far as I'm concerned.
I want to play you a soundbite from Chuck Todd from this weekend, who has declared the end of Donald Trump. Go to cut 16, please.
I feel like we are seeing the beginning of the end of Trump. I know it's, you know, there's so many times we've thought that, but I think this, I really think we're at the Gary Busey phase of The Apprentice. And it's that he is just exhausting everybody around him. And the fact that he cannot denounce this hateful rhetoric from Kanye West, I think could be the last straw for many.
Could be the end, apparently, according to Chuck Todd. Does that hold any water with you?
The know-all of Donald Trump. I mean, like he even admitted, we've said this before, I almost want to say, was that cut from 2016? Because Kanye West is not on anybody's mind other than the liberals who have just run out of ideas. They can't get him for Russia collusion. Turns out everything he said about big tech was true. Look at all of this information coming out about Twitter and the lawsuits he had put out. I don't know if they had been held up or if they had been dismissed, but he has every right to go back into court. This man has been attacked with such venom from the left. But yet every time they go after him, they fail. So now all you got is Kanye West. Most of these people, and I would dare to say even Chuck Todd, has never even heard Kanye West music. I mean, if I said to him, have you heard Gold Digger, which is one of Kanye's biggest hits, I doubt Chuck has done that, because we know he only listens to NPR, and he's in his mother's basement listening to her old Lawrence Welk tapes. But when you sit back and you listen to these folks, Kanye West is on nobody's mind because he's not a world leader. They have known each other for years, and to suggest that Donald Trump would be an anti-Semite and has to denounce anti-Semitism again while his daughter is Jewish, his grandchildren are Jewish, people have forgotten the Abraham Accords that brought peace to the Middle East. They're lunatics. I'm sorry, Chuck Todd. Focus on something bigger than the Gold Digger artist, because that's all you've got. Everybody knows something's wrong with Kanye West. He married a Kardashian.
That's a great point. What is that noise, Carl?
That's Gold Digger.
Oh.
That's Gold Digger. See, you don't even know Gold Digger.
Well, we got to put this in perspective. I thought something had gone horribly wrong. I couldn't figure out why music was playing in the middle of my interview.
We're playing Kanye West, so yes, something has gone horribly wrong.
Wow. See, my point was made. Most people don't even know Kanye's music. Sadly, Jesse Jane Duff does, because it's my job to stay informed for you, Mark.
Well done, Jesse Jane. I appreciate that. Do you have any comments? Like, I'm reading a Breitbart article. I've referenced this several times this morning. Trump suggests termination of the U.S. Constitution. Well, first of all, that's not what he suggested. And other presidents have suspended portions of the Constitution. It's happened three times in the history of this country. So the media will just simply latch on to anything they can to try to damage him.
Donald Trump is always one that if he says a sentence that is spliced apart, often things are taken out of context. I wasn't aware that is supposedly what's out there right now, so I got to go read up on that. But I'll say this. If that is what he actually had said, then I think it would have been all over the news, including Newsmax, which I'm a part of. Because at the end of the day, everyone who is a conservative supports the Constitution, and we all know that Donald Trump is the his own destiny. He is the man that will determine whether he wins or loses. He does not sit back and let anybody else control his destiny. And very few people can say that, because how many people, after going through what he has gone through, been attacked so ruthlessly over and over and over again, would say, well, you know what? I'm going to come back and do it again. I admire this fight and this spirit. There's nobody else who has the cojones that this man has. Nobody else. People want to throw other names out there, oh, who could be president. They do not have the courage and fortitude that he has. They will sit back and take that money that they can to run their election campaigns. Donald Trump took nobody's money to run his campaign. Remember back in 2016, he was self-funded. Now he has funding because it's such a major operation, but we'll see. I mean, I'm sitting back and looking forward to getting back on the new campaign. I support him all the way to whatever destiny he decides, but I do believe he's running because he has the support of so many conservatives out there.
Jesse Jane, thank you as always. I always great to have you on, and you got to listen to some of your favorite music this morning.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I listen to your show every day.
Well, thank you.
Have a great week, people. Be good. Santa's on his way. Take the hill.
We'll do it. Jesse Jane Duff, at Jesse Jane Duff, if you're on Twitter, and jessejaneduff.com on the website. We ought to take it easy. Kudos to Carl Middleman, Carl the intern.
Hi.
For reminding me that Motley Crue first went on their farewell tour 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
On this day.
I remember when The Who went on their farewell tour in the 80s. You remember that?
Who's last? Was the
They
album.
Were going to quit.
Well, it's
in
because
the 80s.
Their drummer died.
Yeah, but they were going to quit in the 80s. Like, I was still in college. And I went to Louisville and saw them because I didn't think they were... That was the closest they were going to be to me. Then they came to Lexington, where I was in school, and I saw them there. I got to see them twice on the farewell tour, and now I've seen them 10 times since then because they never retired.
And I lied to you, Mark. It's not 20. It's only 18.
Oh.
2004. So
only that 18. Steel trap mind failed you, Carl.
Well, I knew it was the anniversary. I rounded up.
Ah, I see. 18 years ago.
And so, of course, then they stopped for 5 years. And then they toured every year until 2015, and then they retired again, and then last year, of course, they came back.
I know, but I'm sorry. But if you can do it, and you can still make money doing it, people are still willing to come and see you play.
Well,
and you can do it at a high enough level.
Mick Mars has retired from touring.
Well, he's had health problems for years.
Well, yeah, he looked like he was dying in 1983.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was about 10 years older than the rest of those
guys,
right?
Was.
They called him Grandpa, but he was only 8 or 10 years old.
If you are interested in the Motley Crue story, watch the movie The Dirt. Although if you are easily offended,
yes.
If you're easily offended and the first scene you don't like, now, you will hate the rest of the movie.
You should not watch that documentary if you are or have ever been
offended.
A snowflake.
Right.
A snowflake.
Do not watch that documentary.
It will melt.
They were very sexual.
Okay.
But beyond that, it's great because Carl told me about it, and several other people had mentioned it over the years, and I'd never bothered to go back and look at it. When did it come out? Like 3 years ago?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 years ago.
It's based
on the book.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true, pretty story.
Well done. If you're a fan of
you're a fan of Motley Crue or not, just sort of getting a behind the scenes look at debauchery in the 80s. That's pretty much it.
What's it called?
The Dirt.
The Dirt.
The Dirt.
The Dirt. Okay.
And the band signed off on it, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were.
And Machine Gun Kelly plays Tommy Lee.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly is a rapper, singer.
Okay.
Rock artist.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm laughing just thinking about it. That's pretty funny.
That's good stuff. If you can make it past the first scene, you can make it through the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
But if you can't, don't.
Yeah, we're also going to speaking of things in a like that stars. Kirstie Alley died. We're going to talk more about this coming up in other news with Kathleen, but that's sad. I just wanted to note that here in the first hour. She passed away yesterday at 71, apparently of cancer.
Yes.
Had cancer.
Yeah.
I just loved her. I thought she was amazing.
Oh yeah, I loved her in Cheers all those years ago.
And she was in Star Trek.
The motion picture.
First one.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this in an hour.
We will, I promise. Hey, by the way, yesterday we talked to Hans von Spakovsky about the religious liberty lawsuit that the Supreme Court was hearing yesterday. Some stuff came out of that you're not going to believe. But trust me, the justices that have common sense and some core values are going to carry the day on this one. Simply because the argument from the newest Supreme Court justice was so ridiculous yesterday that there's no way she won anybody over with the analogy she used. I mean, it was just ludicrous. I'm going to play all that for you and let you hear from a couple of them, including Neil Gorsuch, coming up after the top of the hour. Then we'll get to Ryan Schmelz on the Georgia Senate runoff and former Senator John Lamping on getting rid of that pesky personal property tax in Missouri. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.